Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is John chapter 6, verse 66 to 69. John 6, 66 to 69. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." My theme for reflection is the cost of discipleship and the heart of true leadership. The cost of discipleship and the heart of true leadership. Have you ever felt abandoned by people you have journeyed with for a long time, only to have them suddenly leave you? It is a painful experience when those we thought were close decide to walk away. In these moments, we often worry if even our closest companions will do the same because we fear being left alone. In John 6, 66 to 69, we witness a pivotal moment in Jesus' ministry. Many of his disciples, struggling with his hard teachings, choose to turn back and no longer follow him. This scene reveals a deep truth about the journey of faith and leadership. Not all who start with us will finish with us. Jesus Christ, fully aware of human frailty and the cost of true discipleship, turns to the 12 and asks, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter's response is a powerful testament to the heart of true discipleship and unshakable commitment. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." My dear friends, for leaders, this passage is especially significant. Leadership often involves moments of solitude and feelings of abandonment. Those who once walked with us might turn back, leaving us to question our path and purpose. Yet, it is in these moments of solitude that true loyalty and faith are revealed. Just as Peter affirmed his belief in Jesus despite the mass departure, we too must find our anchor in Christ and his eternal words. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you respond when those you lead or rely on turn away or abandon the mission? What sustains your commitment during these times? Number two, in what ways can you deepen your reliance on Jesus' words of eternal life, especially when facing challenges in your leadership role? Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open to your wisdom and guidance. In times when we feel abandoned and alone, remind us of your eternal presence and the truth of your words. Strengthen our faith to remain steadfast like Peter, acknowledging that you alone have the words of eternal life. Help us to lead with unwavering commitment and to inspire others through our dedication to your mission. May we always find our refuge in you, the Holy One of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.